The Gemara says in Daf Kufam at Alf Tanan Hasam brings on this mission in Uktzin that says Pritzei Zeisim Anavim B'Shamim Etamim Misol Netarim. So what are Pritzei Zeisim Anavim? So the Gemara says My Pritzei Zeisim Am Rabuna Rishay Zeisim. It's called Rishay Zeisim. It's referring to Zeisim that are Rishayim, and that means according to Rashi that they're not fully developed. Rashi says Rishay Zeisim Anavim Shein La'ilam Baiser Shein B'Shom Negmer La'ilam. So they're not fully developed, just like a Rush is not fully developed. These Zeisim Anavim are not fully developed. They're still Baiser. And then where it brings Rayas that where do you find that Pritzim is a lashon of Rishayim? We make Ra, Bnei Pritzi Amcha Yinasu Lahamid Chazan Nichshul or Nachman of Rishon Ramachah Vahila Ben Parish Shef Adam. So we see that the lashon parts is a lashon of a Rasha. But Kapanim, that's clear from the Gemara that the word parts over here is referring to Rishayim. We refer to these Zeisim Anavim as Rishayim because they're not fully developed. Now the Pella is the Chayra. The Rambam is very much Tzarichin over here. The Rambam when he paskins this din and. He says like this. He says, "Zeisim v'anavim hakashim shenifrotzen v'yotzim mitachas hakari b'shas hadricha einem mekablim tuma." So the Rambam, when he passes this Mishnah, he refers. He's obviously talking about this pizza zeisim v'anavim. He says that we're referring to zeisim v'anavim that are hard, that are nifrotz v'yotzim mitachas hakari b'shas hadricha, that they jump out and they go out from under the kara because they're so hard they're not able to stay under the kara and get ground up, but they're nifrotz. So the Rambam is touching up the word pritzei. Pritzei is a lashon of nifratz, that it goes out from under the kara because of their hardness. Now, lechayr, that's mamash kineged the sugya. The Gemara is saying that the reason why they're called pritzei is because pritzei is a lashon of rishayim, and they're called rishayim because they're not developed, and that's why they're called pritzim. The feed the Rambam has nothing to do with it, nothing to do with rishayim. They're nifratz v'yaitzei, it's pashim shat, it's a lashon of pritzim because they're nifratz from under the kara. So the Rambam is saying a nice shot, but lechayr, it's tamua that he seems to be ignoring the whole sugya over here that says a whole different shot in. Pritzei, so it's again on the Rambam where he gets this from. My son, the Meiri over here, the Meiri says, he brings the Rambam and he says, the B'gdoyle ha-mechabim kasvu b'zeisim anovim ha-kashim ha-nifratzim yeitzim mitachas ha-gayim b'shas ha-dricha. Then he says, v'chein hishnuya b'raisa, and that's how it says it in the Braisa. And on the bottom of the Meiri, the Megillah says it is referring to the Tesefta and Uktzin in Perigim al-Allah ha-dalad. And if you look in the Tesefta over there, Taka says very much is mashma like the Rambam, doesn't have the exact lashon, but it says, according to the way the Magi over there. So it's possible that the Meiri is bothered with this, and the Meiri is saying that the Rambam held, he's going like the Tesefta, and maybe the Rambam held that the Tesefta is arguing on the Bavli. The Tesefta himself seems to be saying that Pritzei is not a Lashon of Rishayim, it's a Lashon of Zeisim Hanifratzim, and that's where the Rambam got it from. So maybe that would be the Makkah Rambam still, Tzarchin, why he goes like the Tesefta, can I get the Bavli. The Bavli is saying not like that, but that could be the marker for the Shitas HaRambam. Just want to be messiah with an interesting thing over here from the Ben Yoyada. The Ben Yoyada is bothered. Why Bechal that we refer to these Zeisim as Pritzei Zeisim, Rishai Zeisim? Why are you such a Lashon? And he says that this is not just a Lashon Ba'alma, but it's a Remez. So you have Rishayim that are Nisgagal and Peir. Sometimes a Rasha doesn't have his Tikkun, so he's Nisgagal into Pri, and he gets his Tikkun when a person eats the Pri with a Bracha. That's how he's Misakin the Nefesh of this Rasha. But he says there are some Rishayim that are so bad that they're not Zeicha to have a Tikkun. They're not ready to have a Tikkun. And for that reason, they're Nisgagal into these Peris that are Baiser, that people don't eat. And that way, they'll taka never come to their Tikkun. They never will be eaten. And that's why they're called Rishay Zeisim, referring to these Pritzei Zeisim, because it's these Neshamas that will never get a Tikkun La'ilam. It's interesting that the Rambam happens to say in Hilchos Malachim, that this passing in Daniel, Ubnei Pritzei Amecha, the Rambam learns that that's referring to Yashka Hanotzi. He says that Afiyesh Hanotzi Shadimah Shir Mashiach Unag Rebezing for Nisnabu Daniel Shnemer Ubnei Pritzei Amecha Yinasu Lahamid Chazoy Menichshul Chiyesh Michshul Galdum Yizash Yikol Nevim Dibur Shir Mashiach Gayol Yisrael Mashiach Mekamis Yidchem Mechazim Mitzvasim Vizay Garim La'abid Yisrael Bechev L'Fazer Shirisim La'ashpilim La'haklif Atay La'hadus Avayim La'abid Eloi HaMibaladei Hashem. And therefore, he says that this Chazon V'Nechshol is referring to Yashka, to what he did, and that's the Bnei Pritzei Amecha, and that is this. That's what we're referring to over here. That there's a certain type of Rasha, Lefi the Ben Yoyada, the Taka doesn't have any Tikkun.